This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. It is a, what is it, Ken Hartman, Thursday morning?
Is it Thanksgiving yet?
No. Not quite.
It's Thursday morning.
Okay, good morning.
I'm not real sure what day it is.
Okay. Well, it is Thursday morning. It's a frosty Thursday morning.
Yeah.
In the area. We want to thank our sponsors. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, Steve Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin Keith, and Ken Hartman is over there, our WILO News Director. Let me turn the page here real quick and see what I can see here on the front page.
You may have to scrape the ice off.
Scrape the ice off the screen, off of our, the paper was a little frozen when they delivered the paper this morning.
It was a little
frosty.
Yeah.
So the WILO Skywatch weather forecast on the front page of ClintonCountyDailyNews.com is snow showers before 11 o'clock this morning, Kim. Then a chance of snow showers and freezing rain between 11 and 2. Then a slight chance of rain showers after 2 p.m. We'll see a high 33. Now we'll have a very light wind, so that's the good news. Chance of precipitation on and off today, 90%. Little or no ice accumulation expected. That's good. We don't need any more of that.
We already got enough.
Mm-hmm. And a total daytime snow accumulation around an inch possible is the latest.
Which looks like we're going to get that right now.
So. Mm-hmm. The latest from the National Weather Service at this hour. So is there anything we need to know other than pretty much all the schools called early and said they were doing a two-hour delay and now are closed?
Yeah, most of them have now closed. We need to let everybody know that Clinton County is under travel advisory until further notice. Daryl Sanders called at 7 this morning to say starting at 7, they're going to issue that travel advisory. There's no restrictions. Just use caution when you're out and about, especially on bridges and overpasses. That's mm-hmm. where it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the crews are out doing their job as quick as they can. But, you know, when I came in here this morning, it took me about 15 minutes to get my car scraped.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about you this morning at 3 a.m.
That's about the time I got out there. And it took a while. And it was thick. There was a lot of thick ice this morning.
Well, I got up about 6:30 or so and went ahead and just started the car and let it sit there for about 40 minutes or so, I still need to get that ice scraper from you.
Yeah. I was going to say, just a little note for everybody. When you do start your car and let it run, make sure you have plenty of gas in your vehicle because it does suck your gas tank dry if you're not careful.
Yeah, I'd put some in it yesterday, so I knew I was good there. Yeah. So I did come in about a little over an hour ago, and, it wasn't that bad if you take your time.
Right.
That's just the key.
And when I came in, the roads had not been traveled that well yet.
Yeah, you were the traveling.
Yeah, I was making the original snow tracks in the road this morning. Mm-hmm. Really, it wasn't that bad. It's just you just got to give yourself the extra time to scrape your windows and just give yourself a little extra time to get from point A to point B. You'll just be better off to do that.
Yeah. So is there are there any schools that have not canceled? Are there some that are even in the region that are in, still on a two-hour delay? Is there a few of those?
I think there's still a handful. The last time I checked, looking here, Crawfordsville still on a two-hour delay, which surprises me. McConaughey up north there is going to a two-hour delay, but Peru's already closed for the day, and so that's a little surprising. They're right next to each other.
Yeah, they're in the same county.
Sheridan still says they're on a two-hour delay, which I'm not real sure about it anymore. And Tipton still on a two-hour delay. So those are the only ones I know of right now that are still on a two-hour delay, and I would not be surprised that those are that they may be closed by now.
Yeah, they just haven't called us yet assumed that. So,
Right.
So it is technically a snow day then for kids in the area.
Yeah, it is.
Which means they'll have to make that up at the end of the year,
Well, the thing of it is, most places now put in, You know, they
a couple. Yeah.
They put in about three. I think they have to put in three. I think it's what you have to put into your calendar now.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be one that they'll use and make sure they don't go over too many more and be all right.
So there's a lot going on still locally this morning. We know at 10 o'clock the Zonta Group in Frankfort will be at Old Stoney. Is that right?
Yeah, they'll be there at 10 o'clock. The mayor's going to do a proclamation today for the 15 days of Zonta, which is to help prevent women from being abused and beaten up and those kind of things. And then I've got Nancy Hart from the Historical Society and I are supposed to, Historical Museum, I should say, and I are supposed to get together after that.
Okay.
So, but Nancy lives in Lafayette, so I don't know if she came over. I got to get a hold of her and see.
Yeah, she may be on a half day delay.
Yeah,
or
she may be whatever. So, and then of course the Aaliyah Sierra sentencing was scheduled for 2:30, and I got a message from Tony Summer late yesterday saying it was moved to 9 o'clock this morning.
Right.
So I'm going to be this morning once I leave. You won't see me for a while.
Okay. Well, you be careful, Ken Hartman, when you're out and about.
Okay. Yes, Dad.
I was going to say, you could take the Wilo van if you wanted. I know it's fully insured.
That's worse than...
You know, those little vans just don't handle real well in snow.
Especially when it feels like it's just a shell.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's nothing to it.
The Wilo van, we had it fixed up about a year ago. It was,
yeah.
It's pretty smooth driver now, but those little caravans and stuff, they just don't do very well in the snow.
They don't.
They have the rear wheel drive, which just really,
but you know,
throws you.
The bad thing about the forecast, though, is if you look ahead, they're calling for a chance of the stuff coming back on Saturday. It's a 20% chance on Saturday and Saturday night. But then I think it's Sunday and Monday, it goes up to 40 and 30 for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not over yet, even though we're going to get a reprieve tomorrow.
Yeah. So tomorrow, cloudy and a high 38.
Yeah.
That'll give us – it'd be nice if it was sunny and it would at least help us burn some of this off.
Right, but it's not going to be sunny for a while. Not until about the first of next week.
And the other thing is we're not out of the woods yet,
no.
Right? I mean, we've still got another –
half day of this year.
Yeah, I would say at least till 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
We've got to be careful.
You know, of course, the advisory was till 7. It's still going, it's still in effect till 7 o'clock
right.
tonight. But, you know, I think it'll be out of here probably 2 or 3 this afternoon.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it for you. And if there's anything we need to know if you're out and about, Ken, just feel free to give me a call and we can get something on the air.
Yes, please bring Santa's dog sled to me immediately.
Okay, we'll send someone out. I've got a 4x4, so I could come get you if I had to.
Get you?
Uh-huh.
All right, come get me.
So, I'll come get you if you call me,
right,
if we
okay.
need to.
All right.
So, the Clinton County Autism Support Group in 5 days will be having a very special meeting, and we're trying to generate some interest for that. They're going to be meeting at the Frankfort Community Public Library between 6 and 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 20th. It's an informational meeting for the Clinton County Autism Support Group. They're trying to see if they can get some interest for this. Now, Tammy Scott Stott Frost from Shine On University Day Services will be in Frankfort to share information, and she will also answer questions. Now, she's on board with bringing her program to Frankfort if there is enough interest to get it started. So she's looking for a minimum of 8 students in the Adult Day Services program. If there's enough interest, they'll have an after-care program for school-age children as well. Now, contact our good friend Gina at 765-650-1220 if you need more information. Again, that's 650-1220. Or just show up next Tuesday, November 20th, at 6 o'clock at the Frankfort Community Public Library and see if we can generate some interest for the Clinton County Autism Support Group. Russ Casper's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I think we've milked about all of summer and warm weather fall that we possibly can. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we're to that point, too.
I think we're about done.
Where's fall?
Yeah,
Where's fall?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk about an exciting thing that's happening with CPA Park. I think you know a little bit about it, too. Kevin, you want to start off?
Sure. Well, you and I, and particularly you and Travis Sheets, have been talking at the Parks Department. And you came to me about a week ago and said, hey, we've got this great idea. Let's play Christmas music every single night, 6 to midnight, starting Thanksgiving. And I said, why, right? That's what that was my first question. But then you told me that we're going to have some signage and we'll be partnering with the Frankfort Parks Department for TPA Park. So we're going to encourage everyone when they're driving through the Festival of Lights to turn it on YLO, and we will have the soundtrack for your night, right?
Absolutely. This worked. We've done this before. Years ago, it worked so well we stopped doing it. And as you go about, and everybody that goes through the TPA Park, which will be thousands and thousands of people, of course, this will be a soundtrack for your trip through TPA Park. And of course, a lot of people in the evening enjoy traditional Christmas music anyway. A lot of stations are wall to wall Christmas music, actually, and it can work pretty well. And so this will be actually the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Is when they're actually starting it. So I actually checked with Travis. They will not be their official start is the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And so, yeah, 6 p.m. Now, obviously, if Don Stock and Carl Kirchhoff are calling a ball game,
sure,
then that will certainly be on WILO. But I think you're having some fun preparing the popular Christmas music, aren't you?
Yeah, Melissa Miller and I have been working on that the last couple of days, and I believe by the time because I'm actually going to start YLO Christmas music next Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. So although we'll be a day early with TPA Park, we're going to start Christmas music Thanksgiving evening.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Melissa Miller and I have been working on that. I think at this current count, we have added 60 new songs to our library, Russ. And
that's going to be beautiful.
I loaded all of those in our music thing yesterday, so we are ready to go.
Now, the person that came up with the name, we're going to call it the WILO Christmas Music Box at TPA Park, and Jason Wilhite at the Chamber came up with the name Music Box. So we're looking for little wind-up music boxes, you know, maybe with the sound effects with the Christmas Carol for just some of the promos and whatnot. And it'll be powered by the people cranking this up will be the sponsors, of course, that'll help make this possible. So we're in the process of rounding those out now.
It's the WILO Christmas Box.
Christmas Music Box.
Christmas Music Box. Okay. I'm writing this down as we get this because this is developing here.
No, that was the Jason Wilhite's idea.
Yeah, our very own and Clinton County's very own.
Yeah, the WILO Christmas Music Box.
All right, well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, here we come. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It is, yeah.
And let's hope for a white Christmas, right?
Yes, for sure.
This is a down payment on that. Good start. So we're excited about it. If you're interested as an advertiser, you're going to get a 15-second message 1, 2, 3, 4 times an hour. Everybody will really, really enjoy that. We're bringing it back. Yeah, we've already done it a couple times. It worked out real well. And I think with what we've learned before and some of the great minds around the radio station, I think it'll sound as good as ever.
Have you been out and about this morning, Russ?
A little bit, absolutely. There is something to go slowly about. I mean, you know,
right,
there's an ice cupboard. I know that my wife, State Farm office is open, and but you know, take a little extra time getting in.
Yeah, when I came in a little after 7, it wasn't too bad. I mean, we all know there's a sheet of ice underneath that snow, right? So we know to be careful. But if you take your time, I didn't have any problem.
No. Of course, this is the first one, so everybody's a little bit more like Floridians right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, true.
Until we get our practice back.
Yeah, by mid-December, we'll be getting speeding tickets.
Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, the bid for bargains, of course. I'm sure you're talking about that. I talked to Liz yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Liz, what does it look like for you? Are things shaping up pretty good? And she says, yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff here.
Yeah. I was looking over the list earlier. So a lot of new stuff, too. I like seeing new.
Yes. And so you can bid and buy at our radio auction starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And I guess Cindy and Scott on the Shine 99 side will be playing some music, but also offering the same deals we do.
Mm-hmm.
Karen and I will be breaking the ice on the deals, and then they'll be also announced on Shine 99. And like anything else, first come, first serve. I know we have Arby's certificates and Red Barn Summer Theater certificates and some other things you probably have. Maybe you have the list in front of
you.
Yeah,
we've just got a ton, and it's a big variety of things. You know, there's a lot of food, which is always good.
Food is the gold standard. I don't know if it goes any better than food.
Right.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all I have, unless you have anything else interesting.
No, I appreciate it. We'll just keep on with the show here then.
The WILO Christmas Music Box at TPA Park, your soundtrack to a Norman Rockwell Christmas as you drive through the park. And, oh, by the way, we're going to be interviewing the people that have put up the lights, you know, that have been working so, so hard, and we're going to get little snippets of their, you know, what they're saying. We want to give some recognition to the people that have worked so hard to put up the Christmas lights, so we'll be interviewing them. They're going to have kind of a meeting on Monday, I think.
Okay.
And, you and I can go out and...
What time is that, Russ?
We'll get out there at 11.
Okay.
We might have to delay our sales programming meeting just a bit. But I think between the two of us, we can kick it out pretty quick.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Russ. Thanks for the call.
See you on the radio.
All right. Our very own Russ Casper there at the Palatial Casper Estate out of Little Lakes area, I believe, is where they're at this morning. So again, if you have if you just take your time, Ken, you'll be all right today. But you know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, that's what we ran into. We're kind of scrambling this morning because the kids are out of school, so you know, somebody had to stay home with them and stuff. So I know a lot of families
I'm gonna be interested to see how people who go up and down Blinn and Barner out here, like it's, you know, the raceway at Indy.
Oh, well,
I'm waiting to see just where they wind up, because they're going to wind up in some spots. Because I know there's a couple spots around here that always gets this stuff, and it's not good.
They better not wind up hitting my car or the Wilo van out there. I'll go out there and yell at them, man. I see people speed up and down. I'll go, hey! I yell at them out there.
And they look at you and like, and who the heck is that?
That's all right. Come on back here and say it to my face, right?
They'll just say, I'm going to run you over.
Well, also along the same vein of the holidays, community Thanksgiving dinner, we had Aaron Congleton in here yesterday to talk about the Thanksgiving dinner, which is November 22nd on Thanksgiving Day at the Frankfort Neighborhood Center, 11 to 1. That's at 259 South 3rd in Frankfort. He said they're always taking donations for money. Of course, that can help it hold over till next year. You could just make a check to Community Thanksgiving Dinner at Farmers Bank on 9 East Clinton Street. If you're looking for home delivery that day, they'll be starting at around 9 a.m. Contact Jim Day. He's the one putting it all into his computer and coordinating all that. If you want home delivery for the Community Thanksgiving Dinner in Frankfort, call 765-242-4842. That's 242-4842. And that's basically what you need to know. Just show up 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or give Jim a call at 242-4842, and they'll bring you a meal for you and your family, no matter how big it is. He said if you got a family of six, they'll bring it for you. So there you go. Also, before Saturday on the Bid for Bargains, Friday night, I'll be over at the Sock Hop, which is at the Boys and Girls Club, just right around the corner from us here at Wilo, for a live remote broadcast with Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods, or FUN, and Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans and WILO. So we'll be over there at the Sock Hop. They're going to take pictures, and we'll have root beer floats, and encourage everybody to dress up in 50s garb if you can. And we'll also be taking non-perishables for the Salvation Army. It's not it's free. It's a free event. You don't have to bring a non-perishable, but if you can grab a canned good and bring it with you, we sure would appreciate it. So come over and see us 5 to 7 live remote broadcast at Boys and Girls Club, and the actual dancing and partying for the Sock Hop will be between 6 and 8 p.m. So come on over. Then, as we said, Ken, we'll wake up Saturday morning, and we'll do the Bid for Bargains radio auction. I'm not going to mention everything. I'll try to squeeze all of them in tomorrow if I can, but there's just a lot of new stuff. We've got a lot of new food.
There's 46 businesses there.
Wow. Okay, good deal. And a lot of food. And like Russ said, food is the gold standard.
Yeah, that's what really attracts people to this. And you know, and also the... you know, I would also recommend, if you're looking for appliances and those kind of things, we have two very good, maybe we have three there, but I know of two for sure. That's Martin's over in Rocheville. And then also we have Trustworthy here in town. If you're looking for, we got some deals coming on those during that thing too. So if you're looking for some appliances, definitely listen to that. And also we can talk about the Green Egg.
Oh yeah, the Green Egg Grill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So we'll be selling it all.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
We'll be selling everything but ourselves.
That's right. Well, don't give Russ Casper any ideas. Okay.
I'll decline the option then. Really.
All right. So let's take another quick look here at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Let me turn the page, get this straightened out. Hey, there's the weather forecast popping up again. Again, some snow showers on and off before 11. We'll have a chance of snow showers and freezing rain between 11 and 2. And I'm hoping after 2 o'clock we'll be, you know, a little smoother. But again, that sunshine is not coming out.
Nope.
So don't count on it.
And not for a couple days at least.
Right. So, let's see, here on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, I see where Patty Parks has put up a story concerning the Clinton Central Fall Sports Banquet 2018, so good for her. That's pretty cool there. And, of course, you can go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and check out all the closings and cancellations, and that's a good reminder. You know, we were wondering, this is our first year in the Frankfort school system, if they did have some kind of notification for parents, because you don't always have time to listen to the radio or something, and, you know, it's the immediacy we want to know right now. And by gosh, they called us first thing this morning.
Well, the school calls me, and then Joel personally calls me, so.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, just as you texted me this morning that Frankfort was closed, we got the call.
Yeah.
Right, like 30 seconds later, yeah. So.
And unfortunately, I missed the call they were closed because I was doing something else and couldn't get to it, so.
Yeah. You're probably answering another phone.
Yeah,
you?
I was. I answered enough phones this morning. I'm going to have phone here all day today.
All right, so coming up here in about 5 minutes, if he's able to pull away from his probably busy duties today, we'll be talking with Frankfort Police Troy Bacon.
Yeah, he'll be here.
So he'll be rolling in this morning, and maybe he can give us a little road update. But again, you know, just be careful, be safe, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to rush if you're getting out today. So they say the airline industry is expecting a record number of travelers this year, Ken. The trade group Airlines for America has released its annual Thanksgiving travel forecast and is expecting a record number of holiday passengers.
In crunched seats.
Man, that's saying something, a record number. Yeah, in crunched seats,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Over 30 million people will travel on U.S. Airlines during a 12-day window around Thanksgiving, which is up a million from last year. Wow, a million. So the busiest travel day is expected to be the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And, yeah, what are the seats now? 31 inches?
Yeah.
Whew. Like I said, when I was flying a couple weeks ago, I mean, again, I'm 6'3", 206, and I was cramped, man. I mean, it was not comfortable. I don't see how anyone bigger than me.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you take one of those, if you're in a cramped seat and you're flying overseas, you're not in for a good flight.
No, I'd have to get my own personal pod or something. Well, being a history buff, I saw this morning, Ken. This is pretty cool. Greek officials say they found the lost ancient city that history claims was built by the prisoners of the Trojan War. Researchers are releasing photos of the site of Tanea. Prisoners from the Trojan War were brought over from Troy and given land to build their own settlement. Until now, Tanea only existed in historical texts. There was no proof of an actual settlement existing. Archaeologist Alina Korka said a team that has been digging up the site for the past several years is just south of the bustling ancient port city of Corinth. And in the history books, it was there was a bridge between Greece and Rome. It's still believed to have survived in 146 BC when the Romans invaded and began their takeover of Greece. Still, over the years, it began to crumble and eventually disappeared. Isn't that amazing? And make sure you tell Liz this. It's time to throw out the moldy cheese and a box of weeks-old leftovers because it's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
That's right.
Today will help give your fridge a nice scrub down and allow you to make room for Thanksgiving leftovers. I like how they think.
Yep.
Throw out anything that's expired or looks suspicious.
That's the one.
That's the key, right?
That's the one right there. Anything is suspicious.
Throw out the blue bologna, right?
Yeah.
Who knows what could be hiding in there, right? It will help you get a fresh start for the holidays. So make room for
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Today is the Great American Smokeout.
Is it really?
Yes, it
is. Well, I didn't see that. Okay, I guess it's on my papers here somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so this is basically a day to quit smoking, right?
Yep, it is.
Okay, just start a plan to quit. Since doing is a process.
Mm-hmm.
More than 30 million people in the U.S. smoke the nasty cigarettes. Smoking takes the lives of around 480,000 people every year, and more than 16 million Americans are living with some kind of smoking-related disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. What gets me, and this
blows my mind. When people go buy a pack of cigarettes, they're spending $7-8 a pop.
Yeah.
How can you afford it?
I don't know. Where there's a will, there's a way.
But I'm just saying, you know, then they say, well, we don't have any money. We don't, you know, we can't afford anything. Well, there's a way to quit right there.
Yeah. Well, 6 times 7 is 42, and that's 7 days a week if you're a pack a day smoker. That's $42 a week.
Mm-hmm. Times 4 is 168 times 12. I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, no, that's just amazing. Okay, so NASA says they will put humans on Mars within 25 years despite obstacles.
Hey, there's a few obstacles, you might say.
Yeah, right. The U.S. Space Agency says radiation, vision loss, and decaying bones are some of the most prominent challenges facing future astronauts that would visit the planets. I'm not too interested in that if my bones are going to decay.
With all the reports that I've seen here recently, that all these planets and things they're finding out, and they're not really sure if there's, you know, some flying crafts around or whatever. I'm not so sure that you actually might. You may not get there. You may get abducted and go someplace else.
Yeah, there may be already someone up there that don't want you there.
That's right. Good possibility. Yeah. You never know.
All right, Ken and I are going to play musical chairs here. We've got the Frankfort Police Chief Troy Baking on the way next. Want to thank our sponsors here on Party Line, because without them, we couldn't bring you the program here. They include Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, also Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on...